So, wir schauen jetzt noch mal in die ETB-Stadt nach Berlin.
So now we're looking to the Special Olympics World Games, which are going to happen in Berlin. Now we have heard that it's going to It's been already quite complicated in Berlin, the changes that have to be made, but it's a real gift for the destination. And Bettina Kreschnik is going to talk us through this. She is the head of destination development at Berlin Tourism and Congress. Thank you very much for that. And hello to all of my colleagues. And I'm very pleased that the German National Tourist Board has offered this. I'm going to be talking to you about the Special Olympic World Games from the 17th of June until the 25th of July, which will be held in Germany for the very first time. 26 different disciplines, 7,000 athletes from 170 countries, and they'll be in Berlin. And the impact this event is going to have in the run-up is something I would like to report on now. The Special Olympics World Games have really created sustainable change in our city, because with this event, we have got a clear motivator for our activities to improve accessibility and inclusion in our city. And this doesn't just refer to tourism in the city of Berlin in Germany, but all of the stakeholders who are involved in this event are impacted on this. And what's special for us is that we have encountered one another in an unusual setup under a sort of umbrella. Normally we would have perhaps just met separately, but this way we were in this context. And that's had really positive impacts already. People with disabilities, particularly cognitive disabilities, or neurodivergent people, and people with restricted mobility are negatively impacted on and lack accessibility in our city. But this event is one that we want to use to change that. So we want to ensure cognitive accessibility as well. In applying for this event, we already made some changes. The walls in people's minds and pulling down these walls is something that can best be done in the city that brought down the Berlin Wall. And the Special Olympics World Games 1 year ahead were already an option for us to develop our tourist activities via and beyond the festival itself. The cultural services that we are offering, not me, I don't mean that, I mean the community and Special Olympics group are communicating, as well as everybody involved, like Visit Berlin, are directed at people with multiple disabilities and people who are neurodivergent. And this offers an incentive for the services industry to become more accessible. And another aspect that goes beyond the sports are the trade fairs and congresses. There'll be various different trade fairs and congresses taking place during the Special Olympics World Games. And issues like a family forum give very different insight into cooperation options that are out there, which we've never really, or we would never have organized in a city without the games. Then there's the question of healthcare and offering the care that the athletes need. Here too, there are special health programs for the athletes, various checkups and other health issues that athletes from other countries might not even be able to get in their countries of origin. If, for example, the health system doesn't offer it, or the healthcare system doesn't offer what we can offer here in Germany, or because the athletes may be afraid of experiencing discrimination and so don't even access these services. And this program, which is coordinated by the Berlin Senate for the Interior and for Sports, is coordinating this. I can say it's a very complex, diverse program. I'm pleased that in 2021 we had the National Games, because that way we could prepare long term for the World Games. And we could build on the experiences that we got in that year. The funding program of the Berlin Senate of the Interior within the framework of the Special Olympics with Inclusion 23 focused on this approach of ensuring that providers of services are not just more aware of inclusion, but are given an opportunity to implement specific measures. In addition, apart from the tourist industry, sports associations are also being funded. At the same time, the Senate Administration for the Interior is also focusing on the European Championships 2024, which is going to be held in Berlin as well. And we can, of course, exchange our experiences and can pass on our findings, perhaps things that are perhaps not done so ideally, and we can then improve again when we get to 2024. That's the aim that we have, and we want to do what we can to achieve this. Now, there's already a sustainability guidelines manual out there, and we want to really learn from the Special Olympics World Games being held in Berlin. We hope that that will improve things in 2024 for the European Championships. So what measures have we undertaken? Well, via our tourism hub, we have put together a knowledge and education hub 1 year in advance, offering intense training programs. And this means that this has raised awareness in the tourist industry and among our other partners. And the Berlin Welcome Card has co-branding with the World Games. You can buy cheaper tickets for accredited people. And we also have a landing page that we could use to advertise it, but we're also able to offer group travel packages as well as packages for families or for individuals. We've also tried to support in the networking through our training and to raise awareness. We also believe that our printed Berlin guide in easy English, which will be a welcome gift for the delegation 2023, can be a sign of what we're trying to achieve. Through the Travel for All certification system, there are 80 hotels that we have managed to get on board who are going to get certified in time for the Olympics. And this wide-ranging package, which will be communicated as well, is that the Special Olympics World Games are a gift for our destination of Berlin, because through the Special Olympics World Games, we are going to increase awareness of inclusion so that we can live together better. And I imagine that if we didn't have an event like this, it would have all taken a lot longer. So this is fast-tracking inclusion. And because we have to be finished by the 15th, we simply have to mobilize everyone and get them all on board. And this process of mobilization and the catalyzer effect is something that the Special Olympics have done for us. And I very much hope that in Berlin, that the Games are a success and that we are contributing to evolving our society. And one last sentence, hope you give me that time, Ms. Wiesler. What I would love is for there to only be one Olympic Games in the world, that all athletes, those with and without mobility restrictions, can take part.